I love my new keychain, okay? This was my birthday gift to myself, was my keychain and my Avengers lunch bag that I got, you know, the little priorities in life. But one of the things I love about a keychain like this is you do have the ability to swing it, right? It could be so much fun to swing things, that childlike fun of swinging things. All right, Danny, he'll join in. But it's fun to swing, but there's two problems. One, you have to be careful when you do something like this, because if you swing it too fast or you swing it too hard or you don't have quite enough of a grip, what's going to happen to my keys? They would preferably not end up right in Andrew's face, right? Because that's one of the threats, is they can really get away from you if the momentum gets too much. But what's the other problem is, if you don't suddenly have enough momentum, it just, the whole thing comes to a stop, right? Well, this is my example of life, my keys and the momentum that comes from them. Because our life is filled with momentum, isn't it? But here's one of the challenges, in particular in first world American culture, that it seems like we get ourselves very quickly up to that 80 miles an hour, don't we? That full schedule where it's totally overloaded and things are just going. But what's the trouble is, we've got this momentum and it's carrying, and our trouble is that inability to stop, that inability to reduce what we're doing, because if we reduce what we're doing, if one thing comes out of it, if we lessen what's on us, then there's that fear that everything's just going to come to a halt because everything becomes out of balance. But at the same time, there's that threat, really, isn't there, that if we get too much going on, if there's too much momentum, if the schedule is too overloaded, it can absolutely just get away from us. I've had this happen. It's always fun at 15, 16 years old, I don't remember exactly which one, to be diagnosed with your first ulcer. Now, why do you get an ulcer at 15, 16 years old when you're stressing too much because your schedule's overloaded between school and sports and church stuff and scout stuff and everything else? And when you just hold all that in and all of it, it can go right there into your physical health, can't it? Of course, it happens when you're 30 years old and life is too crazy busy with marriage and two kids and running a church and everything else, and all of a sudden you land yourself in the hospital with pneumonia because you've overloaded yourself too much. Well, that was 15, 16, and 30. I'm waiting to see if 50 and 60 is when the heart attack does just the same thing, though I pray that's not going to happen. But this happens to us physically. When we overload ourselves, when we have too much, when we're too busy, when we don't take care of ourselves, there's that ability for the system called our body to shut down on us and force us into that break. Or there's that ability for things to just get out of control, and all of a sudden we're finding ourselves with a breakdown in the system, whether it's emotionally or mentally. But if we go into the scriptures, we see that God made plans for this, didn't he? I mean, we go into the very first laws that God created. We get into the Ten Commandments. And what is one of those first Ten Commandments? But God says, you will, not if you would like to, not if you can make room in your schedule, not if it appeals to you, but God says, you will take one day a week off, right? He says, you will call it the Sabbath. And this will be the day for you and me to hang out and get together, right? This is going to be the day where you pause from everything else, you stop and you worship me, and you do no work, and you do no laboring, and you do none of that, but you just let everything stop completely for that whole day, and you rest and you abide with me. Well, we think that it was made for God. But then we get into the New Testament with Jesus, don't we? And when Jesus starts to get questioned for the Sabbath, what does Jesus say? But he says, now man wasn't made for the Sabbath, but the Sabbath was made for man. But do we really Sabbath? I mean, our systems need it. We look at the cycle of the day and it shows it right there. I mean, half the day the sun is down, right? And half the day the sun is up. Here I think God is giving us this great image. Half the day, have your fun and your work and all that you need, but half the day you need to take to rest and recuperate and rebuild your system. Because our bodies need it. I mean, what happens if we don't get the rest that we need, if we don't have that downtime, if we don't have that break time, if we don't properly take care of ourselves? The system does begin to shut down. We find ourselves with physical problems. Not only physical problems, if you're not eating right and you're not resting right and you're not getting enough sleep and you're just overwhelming yourself, most likely you're going to be a pretty grouchy, irritable person to be around. I've never met somebody that works the 100-hour week and doesn't sleep and doesn't take care of themselves and is just the greatest personality to be around. Maybe you know that person and I need to meet that person, but usually the overworked person feels pretty overworked in their personality as well. So how do we take care of ourselves? How do we look at how God designed our bodies to be, of how God designed us to need that sleep time for our muscles to repair, for our bodies to recuperate, to be able to do what they need, for our minds to get that break? But moreover, how do we make sure that we take that time so that we're breaking from absolutely everything to have that rest period with God? To say, okay, God, this is the time when I stop and focus completely on you. To not call it work, to not call it an obligation, to not call it anything else except a restful dwelling time with God so that I can recuperate of mind, body, and soul. Otherwise, this world's just gonna get away from us. Otherwise, we're gonna have the breakdowns. Otherwise, we're gonna have the meltdowns. Otherwise, we're gonna have the hospital trips, unless we make sure to intentionally take care of ourselves. To remember that command of God's that says, take your breaks. Take a day of the week. Take that 8 hours a night. Take that hour for lunch. Take those 10-minute breaks. Pause and stop, because the world's not going to stop if we stop. But to take it for ourselves so that we have the energy, that we have the fortitude, that we have the enthusiasm for life that we're allowed to have because of the way we take care of ourselves. It's not selfish. It's not sloth-like. It's not being lazy. It's about taking care of ourselves, taking care of the body and the mind that God has given us, and focusing that time that God says you need to have. Resting can be difficult. Sometimes it can get uneasy. If we sit in the quiet, we feel like we need to be doing something. But I pray that you will find your time, that you won't find life getting overwhelming, you won't find the schedule getting too busy, but that you will find that time for you to take care of you, to rest, to dwell with God, and to be able to have all that you have, all that you need to be able to tackle the tasks before you. My friends, will you pray with me before we invite Messenger back up? God, you know us so well. You know us so well because you designed us to be who we are. And you designed us knowing that we were going to need a break, that we were going to need a rest. And so when you designed a Sabbath for us, a time for us to do just that. We pray that you will help us to see the importance of our Sabbath time, that we will see the importance of our resting, that we will see the importance of just stopping and just being with you. May we have the ability to intentionally schedule that in, to put those blanks in our calendar and not to just fully fill it up. And may we find ourselves with more energy, more enthusiasm, more of the ability to do what we need to do because of that time, and because of what you give us within it. For Lord, all is yours. All of this, all of us, and all of our prayers. Amen.